Today, as expected, Yasser Arafat appointed a Palestinian prime minister, Mahmoud Abbas. He's long been Arafat's deputy, and he is widely known as Abu Mazen. The appointment came a day after Palestinian legislators refused to approve an amendment to the prime minister's powers, an amendment that Arafat had sought. Reporter James Bennett of the New York Times covered that meeting and joins us now. James Bennett, what was that legislative vote all about, actually?
Well, there was a series of amendments being made to the powers that were outlined a week ago by the legislature for this new prime minister. The sticking point was one amendment of just five words that Yasser Arafat was seeking. This particular amendment would have effectively given Mr. Arafat the power to interfere in the selection of ministers. He does, under this legislation, have the power to appoint and fire the prime minister. But as it was left, only the prime minister can form the government and appoint ministers.
Pretty vigorous debate?
Extremely, extremely boisterous debate. There was actually majority support for Yasser Arafat's amendment, but they needed two-thirds to pass, and which amounted to about 57 votes in the legislature, and they couldn't get it. There was this hard core of holdouts who were committed to trying to empower the prime minister as much as possible. And there was much pounding of fists on the varnished wood tables, much screaming back and forth. People were quite outraged. But in the end, the measure failed.
Well, how would you assess the result of all this? Has Yasser Arafat been forced to share power with the prime minister who has real authority? Or can he effectively still control the prime minister and everyone else because, after all, it's Abu Mazen?
Well, we're going to have to watch and see how this job is sorted out, because regardless of what the legislation says, in the end, these two men are going to have to come to some kind of accommodation, and there's going to be a lot of pressure on Abu Mazen to define this job. He's got support within Fatah, within Arafat's faction. He has support from overseas, from the United States and from Israel. That kind of support can obviously be a big problem for him with his real constituency, which is in the Palestinian street, where he's considerably less popular.
To what extent do you think this whole endeavor of creating a prime minister and limiting to some extent Yasser Arafat's authority over other ministers, to what extent is this simply a response to external pressure? To what extent is it a response to some kind of Palestinian sentiment about how the Palestinians should be governed?
It's both. There's no question that external pressure has forced this to happen in the end. But there has been internal pressure for quite some time. There are a number of Palestinian legislators and other Palestinian leaders who've been seeking some kind of civic reform, a clearer separation of powers, an end to the corruption that exists in the governing Palestinian Authority. And they've taken advantage of this external pressure to push for it. There was a really amazing meeting after that showdown in the legislature in Yasser Arafat's compound in Ramallah. He assembled his legislators from his faction and read them the Riot Act, accusing them of betrayal, accusing them of letting him down, and in fact undermining the PLO by not securing this amendment. The legislators stood up to him, saying, "Your credibility, our credibility, the credibility of the Palestinian Authority is on the line here, and we're trying to do something important." And in the end, they carried the day, and it was Yasser Arafat who backed down. So you're seeing a very interesting conflict unfold here, as the and possibly some maturation of the different powers that exist within the Palestinian Authority.
Tell us a little bit about Abu Mazen, negotiator with the Israelis. Years ago, as a younger man, I gather, author of a Holocaust denying dissertation.
He's 67 years old. He's a Palestinian refugee from a town that's now in northern Israel. He was educated in Syria and in Moscow. But he has had many years since he wrote that dissertation of negotiating across the table from Israelis. He's very well known by top American officials, somewhat of a private retiring figure. So whether he's ready to step up to the public responsibilities of what is going to be an extremely high-profile role will be interesting to see.
James Bennett of the New York Times in Tel Aviv tonight, thank you very much for talking with us.